Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
Energy is up more than 4%. Tech is barely clinging to green. The S&P is testing 6,900 support. And most of the breakout signals on the top watch list, nobody showed up to buy them. Two markets, one tape. Let's figure out which one you should be trading this afternoon. This is WaveWriter Midday Wave.
Right, and honestly, that contrast is the whole story of the session.
Mm-hmm. So where's SPY sitting right?
Honestly, SPY opened with a gap down and we're holding near session lows. The S&P 500 is testing that critical 6,900 support level we've been watching. But here's what's really telling. Breadth is at 50.43% of stocks above their 40-day moving average.
50-50, huh?
Exactly. The market is literally split down the middle. Half the stocks are technically healthy, half are damaged. And that split is the story.
Yeah, and what about the bull versus bear signals underneath that?
Okay, so we've got 282 bull 4% signals versus 144 bear 4% signals. That's improved from Thursday's extreme weakness, but it's still skewed cautiously.
Right. Remind me what that signal means, the 4% threshold.
So basically, these are stocks that moved more than 4% in a single session. Basically, names with real momentum versus names that are just drifting. More stocks are making big moves up than down, but not by a huge margin. It's cautious optimism, not conviction.
Got it. And volume?
Running below average across major indices. Traders are not committing capital after last week's volatility.
Mm-hmm. Which sectors are actually getting the money?
The rotation is pretty unambiguous. Consumer staples RSPS leading at plus 2.24%. Healthcare also outperforming. Classic risk-off positioning.
Yeah, totally. And on the flip side?
Consumer discretionary RSPD at negative 0.05% and sitting at the zero percentile rank.
Zero percentile? I mean, that's not a dip. That's a burial.
Yeah, it's been stuck there. And honestly, Iran conflict headlines are the thread connecting all of this. The suppressed risk appetite, below average volume, the defensive rotation. Geopolitical uncertainty is the session's defining macro force.
So the index picture is cautious, rotation is defensive, but are there any names actually breaking out with real conviction? Let's go to the momentum radar, and I want to talk about what last week's AI disruption sell-off is still doing to tech today.
Right. So last week's AI disruption, Block layoffs, Amex and Capital One dropping 7% plus, it's still casting a shadow over tech's attempted recovery. That's why RSPT is clinging to plus 0.07% rather than leading.
Oh, wow. It's a bounce, not a reversal.
Exactly. And I think that's the key distinction. But energy sector RSPG at plus 4.37% is the unambiguous momentum leader. Crude oil at $66.67 per barrel is the geopolitical bid.
Energy is the clear sector leader. Which names inside that move have the volume to back it up?
ATI Aerospace is the standout breakout, up 2.6% on 157% of normal volume with a 9.5 ATR multiple expansion.
Wait, 9.5 ATR multiple? Say that again.
9.5 times the average true range? That's a significant expansion. And the volume profile suggests continuation potential. When you see 157% volume on a clean breakout, that's institutional participation. It's not retail FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
ASUR Software is interesting too, consolidating plus 10.25% from the open after Thursday's plus 6.83% gap on Q4 earnings beat. The consolidation after a gap is constructive, I think, but the fading volume into midday is a yellow flag. I'm watching it, but I'm not fully convinced yet.
So you're saying hold it, but don't...
Don't add, yeah. Not until volume comes back. If it fades into the close, that's your answer. MRK holding plus 3.46% on phase 3 data. That's a defensive catalyst name with genuine staying power in a risk-off tape.
And the broader watch list?
Here's the thing. Most continuation signals from the top 227 watch list are running sub 1.0 RVOL. The invitations went out, but nobody showed up to buy.
Right. If institutions aren't showing up on these continuation signals, what does that tell us about whether the morning's energy move is sustainable?
Look, the energy move is geopolitical headline-driven rather than broad institutional accumulation. That makes it vulnerable to any de-escalation. And honestly, I've been burned chasing these geopolitical moves before. They can reverse fast.
Right.
Industrials, RSPN at plus 3.39% in the 71st percentile, but losing steam after failing to hold morning highs. It's consolidating now.
Okay, so energy has a real bid. Most of the watch list doesn't. What's actually worth trading right now? Volume and catalysts is next.
Yeah, and in a session where sub 1.0R vol is the theme, the exceptions stand out hard.
So which names are the exceptions? Where is real volume actually showing up?
SHNY is the standout. 20% study signal triggering at the demand zone. $21.32 price. Zone range, $20.93 to $20.25. And crucially, 2.03R vol confirming genuine participation.
Like a rubber band?
Yeah, exactly. And the 2.03R vol is what tells you the rubber band isn't just sitting there, someone's actually pulling it. Sub 2.5% stop for a swing entry, one of the cleanest risk-reward structures on the board today.
Walk us through the BLN binary. What exactly has to happen for each scenario?
BLN Medical Research is down 6.58% on the week, sitting at $76.80, just 0.28% from the lower boundary of its 4-hour supply zone. Upper boundary is $85.50, lower is $77.67.
And the binary?
If price holds above $77.67 and sellers fail to push through, the afternoon scenario is a rejection bounce back toward the zone midpoint. But if price breaks below $77.67 and loses $72.97 demand, the flush risk is 5.78%.
That's not a gradual drift.
No, that's a waterfall. And the DIA connection is what makes this one worth watching closely. DIA flagged bearish at minus 1% following military strike headlines. If DIA continues lower into the afternoon, the macro backdrop weakens BLN's bounce scenario and increases the probability of the breakdown path.
Oh man. So DIA is the tell for BLN.
Right. And both SHNY and BLN resolve before the close. These are not wait-and-see situations.
Oof. Okay, so we've got SHNY with a clean setup, BLLN with a binary that resolves today, and DIA as the macro tell. Let's build the full afternoon game plan. Afternoon playbook is next.
Perfect, because the level structure here is pretty clear.
Right. We have energy strength, tech fragility, a split breath reading, and a RAND headline still live. How do you frame the afternoon? What are the exact levels that matter?
Let me build this level by level. Crude oil at $67 is critical resistance. A break above accelerates energy momentum and keeps RSPG bid. Failure to hold the $66.67 area starts to unwind the geopolitical premium.
Mm-hmm. And for RSPG itself?
RSPG needs to hold $4.37 into the close. Break above $4.50 is the breakout trigger for further upside.
Tech levels?
RSPT needs to reclaim plus 25 basis points to confirm any real reversal from last week's minus 1.8% decline. Below plus 0.05% risks a retest of the February lows around minus 1.15%.
Yikes.
Yeah. And we've got two headline risks to frame. Iran situation escalation that could spike crude and accelerate defensive rotation, and any further corporate AI disruption announcements that could reignite last week's sector panic in financials and tech.
So what's the overall bias heading into the close?
Cautious neutral with a defensive lean. The rotation into stables and healthcare is the institutional tell. Risk off is the default positioning until the tape proves otherwise.
Got it. If you had to pick the single most important level to watch this afternoon, the one that tells you whether risk-off holds or starts to crack, what is it?
Crude at 67. That's the one. If crude breaks above $67, energy momentum accelerates and the geopolitical premium is real. If crude fails and pulls back, the entire risk-off narrative starts to soften and tech gets a window to recover.
And on the tech...
RSPT needs to get above 25 basis points, or we're retesting February.
BLLN and SHNY both resolve today.
Both resolve today, yeah. Don't wait on either one.
One level tells the whole...
That one level tells you which movie the market is watching this afternoon.
Exactly. Crude at 67, RSPT at plus 25 basis points, Iran headlines on the wire, BLLN and SHNY resolving before the close. Those are your four watches. Stay nimble, stay disciplined. We'll be back with the closing update. This has been Wave Rider Midday Wave.
Follow the money, not the headlines.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.